The LOA has been preparing for the end of the additional funds it received during the pandemic throughout the year. Ron Boyd, LOA president and CEO, says they've trimmed their Meals on Wheels from serving 575 at the height of the pandemic to 500 currently. He is hoping they don't have to go any lower because right now 40 seniors are on a wait list for the Meals on Wheels program.
We knew it was coming. Of course, we had raised and increased the number of people we were serving earlier in this year, kind of through attrition. Because we really, month by month, you have people going off of Meals on Wheels and new people coming on. So we went on and we lowered it to what we knew we could manage.
Boyd says statistically, our region is older than the state and national average. He says he hopes both our state and federal representatives are taking note of the statistics because as the population ages, more funding will be needed to care for seniors.
In early 2030s, for the first time in the nation's history, 65 and over are going outnumber 18 and under. So, I mean, it's a nationwide issue. There are going to be more seniors that are low income and that need assistance.
The LOA offers legal and health and wellness services in addition to its nutrition programs. Boyd says there are wait lists for those services as well. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.